Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, OMG, I'm freaking out. And we wrap it up with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's episode 23. Always start with our weekly check-ins. Laura, where are you at this week?
So I am at week 30.
Wow.
Three quarters of the way done.
Whew.
Maybe more. I'm so bad. I'm like, I am so determined to not go to 40 weeks. I'm like, I'm just trying to get 39 weeks. Anyway, it'll happen when it happens. But I am 30 weeks now. Chugging along. Third trimester is harder than the second trimester.
I'll say.
Yeah. And one thing that's been hard for me is that I've been having a lot of work issues, like work deadlines and just stuff all is coming up right now, which is annoying. And all I want to do is focus on pregnancy stuff and be done. But one side effect of having so much work, and I've also had like visitors and stuff, which is cool, but it's meant that I haven't been able to go to prenatal yoga in weeks, So it's been kind of weighing on my mind just because I know the more you go, the better you feel. And it's right around the corner from my house. But it's literally like, oh, I'd love to go to yoga, but I have a meeting at that exact time every day. So that's been a bummer. I'm hoping to remedy that soon. But one fun thing I did that's pseudo pregnancy related this week is I went to a yarn convention. And I'll tell you why it's pregnancy related. So it turns out there was a yarn convention called Stitches SoCal right in my neighborhood. It was at the Pasadena Convention Center, which is so close to me. And this year, my New Year's resolution was supposedly to not buy any more yarn or fabric and just try to use up my stash.
Oh, yeah. I remember you mentioning that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was good until about September. But I got pregnant, in May? I found out I was pregnant. And I was really good. I didn't buy any fabric or yarn until about September. But then I realized I don't have a lot of baby yarn. You can use any yarn you want on a baby, but ideally you want machine washable yarn, you want really soft yarn, and you want special colors. And it just turned out I was trying to use up my stash yarn and couldn't find anything that really worked for babies. I didn't have a lot of superwash, which is what you can put in the washing machine. So I decided I could go to this yarn convention, which is also, I'm a knitting designer. One of my various side hustles is that I write and publish knitting patterns for sale on the internet. I also wrote a knitting book in 2008. So it's not so, it's like a legit part of my business. So I knew it was like a business decision to go. And I did talk to a lot of people. I actually met for the first time in person one of my editors who's published a ton of my patterns. So it was really good to go.
But that's cool.
Yeah, but my rule was I could buy fabric and yarn, but only if it was for the baby. That was my rule.
Sounds like a reasonable rule.
It was. And it turns out there's a lot of yarn that still fits in that category. But I did it. And I bought not a huge amount for me. Like, I bought probably like 10 skeins of yarn altogether. Maybe less. But I bought this really
bulk. What's a skein? Like a ball? Like a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like
sorry.
Like a fistful of yarn?
A fistful of yarn. Yeah, no, it's okay. Just a skein is another term basically for a ball. It's just like balls
fancy
of yarn. Balls of yarn are already wound up into a ball that you can like pull from the center. Skeins are the ones that are all like twisted and you have to like untwist them and ball them up yourself, technically.
Balls of yarn are for cats. Skeins of yarn are for fancy knitters.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's a fine distinction. But okay. I bought these beautiful like bulky skeins of yarn. Manos del Uruguay. Beautiful stuff. I'll post a picture of it. But I immediately, like, in that night and the next day, made matching his and hers and baby hats out of it. So it worked out. So I'm really excited. And now I'm already cast on another project for the baby. So now it's like all baby knitting all the time. And I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's fun.
But yeah, anyway, so that's my week. What are you doing this week?
getting winded very easily.
Oh man.
Well, I'm week 34. And I don't know, I guess she's just right up on my lungs or something, but I am telling you, I have not been very active this pregnancy. There's been no prenatal yoga for me this time around. I'm just too busy.
Except for chasing your toddler around.
That's true. I am very active in, as far as that goes. But like I may have mentioned this before, but I literally get winded eating a sandwich. Like I will make a sandwich, sit down, eat it and some chips, and then I'm like, I mean, granted, I'm eating voraciously because eating is just so wonderful at this time of my life, but it's a bit much.
Gotta take some breaks.
Yes, I do. I need to take breaks and deep breaths while doing my mastication exercises. Mastication is the word for chewing, right?
It is, yes.
Okay, good. Just double checking on that one.
Yes, it sounds dirtier than
That's why I was second guessing myself.
Mastication,
chewing.
Yes.
anyway, so that's one thing. Another thing, just getting more, you know, feedback from people I don't know too well about my situation and what's going on. For example, I went to a birthday party this weekend, a kid's birthday party,
mm-hmm.
with my daughter and other parents, you know, making nice small talk, like, oh, you know, having a boy or a girl, blah, blah, blah. And it's so funny, the different people's reactions to my situation. Because like, oh, I'm having another girl. And one mom was like, oh, well, good luck with that. I mean, ugh,
what?
Puberty is going to be real hellish. And I was like
cool. 13 years from now?
Yeah, I was like, cool, thanks. Fun conversation. And then another mom was like, oh my God, that's wonderful. I have a sister and like I love being a sister. And
that's so the right response.
That's kind of what
she
wins. Think.
She wins the small talk game.
Yeah. And she won in making me feel like happy and good about myself. But then I walked away just like, man, other people's experiences, reactions are just colored by their own experiences. And I just really can't. I got to take it all with a grain of salt and like.
Totally.
There's nothing I can do. Like, I'm having two girls.
What are you supposed to do? Well, I guess we're just going to have to raise this one as a boy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just so weird and
awkward.
That's
so bizarre. You know, I'm experiencing a similar thing where, you know, both of us are so pregnant now that it's not like people don't make comments, right?
Yeah, I get comments all the time. I don't mind. I like it, actually. But
yeah, me too, actually. I was thinking about fucking with people and being like, when, you know, like the checkout clerk at the grocery store was like, oh, when are you due? And I just kind of wanted to be like, huh? What do you mean? But I don't have the stomach for being that mean. But the comments. So I've been getting a lot of like, you know, oh, is this your first baby? And I'll be like, yep. And you know, a lot of people are like, oh, how fun. That's so great. What a wonderful time in your life. But then there's also the people who like insist on being ominous and foreboding, you know, mm-hmm. being like, oh, you have no idea what you're getting into. Being like, oh, you're in the shit now. And it's like, thanks. Like how is this helpful in any way?
Oh, it's not. It is all based on their own experience and perception, and what we're going to go through is going to be so different anyways. It's just...
Everyone's different. Also, it's like, why prime yourself to go into the situation with a lot of negativity? Like, I know it's not going to be a walk in the park. No mm-hmm. one was ever like, oh, having a baby is the easiest thing you'll ever do. No.
Yeah.
But like, do I have to go in being like, it's going to be terrible. Brace yourselves. You know, like.
Well, if you set your expectations real low, the real experience might seem better. I don't know.
That's what I think. Like, I don't see why we should prime ourselves with negativity. Like, it may suck. It may not. But like. Why go into the situation expecting it to be terrible? I mean, maybe if you're low, I guess here's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, if you think it's going to be terrible and then it's better, you are pleasantly surprised. But I feel like if you go in thinking it's going to be terrible, it becomes terrible. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings on all of that. I don't know that our thoughts really completely dictate our experience, because if that's the case, I would be dead right now, because all I do is worry about like dying and whatever. So
no, I'm not saying like the outcome, like whether I think my baby is going to sleep through the night or not. doesn't dictate whether he's going to sleep through the night. But what I mean is, like, my attitude towards it is all I can control, right?
Yeah.
Like, going into it. So why go into it with this, like, negativity? I don't know. I think there's different types of negativity because you and I are both worriers. Like, we can come up with all the worst case scenarios, but we're also, like, strangely positive. Like, we're happy people. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
We're like happy pessimists.
I think strangers want to bring you into their own miserable experience. Like, like it makes them feel better to like share with you that they had a shit experience. What we should say back to them is like, ooh, sounds like you had a real crappy kid or something. I mean, I don't, that's horrible, but I don't know.
I just don't want to become that person who's like, and there's just something condescending about it too. It's being like, oh, you don't know what you're in for. It's like, all right, so let me experience it. Like, I don't know. It just bothers me.
Yeah. And I had one cashier like found out I was having another girl. He was like, oh man, that's like my worst nightmare. I'm so worried I'm never going to have a boy. He's like, I don't have kids yet, but I just know it. I just know I'm going to have all girls. I was like,
he doesn't have any kids. He's already worried about this.
Yes.
Oh, boy. And people put so much stock into this stupid fucking gender shit. It's like,
I know.
Oh, yeah. Boys and girls have a range of emotions and personalities within, like, anyway, that's getting on another topic that's going to make this podcast real long. So maybe we should move on. Do you have anything else this week? Okay.
Nope, that's it.
All righty.
Moving on. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Our next segment is OMG, I'm freaking out, where we talk about the things that are freaking us out this week in pregnancy. Shauna, what are you freaking out about this week?
Okay, when am I never freaking out about anything? It's always a shit show in my brain. But this week I thought I would share something totally superficial, completely ridiculous, that I'm even embarrassed is on my mind.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So my baby is due in December.
Yes.
And as you know, I'm like always a little bit worried I'm going to go into preterm labor and like give birth a little bit early. And the thing that's on my mind is like, if I do that, then I'm going to have a Scorpio baby. But if I can hold off until when she's really due, I can have a Sagittarius baby.
Yeah.
And I really want a Sagittarius baby over a Scorpio baby. And because I don't even 100% know why. Scorpio just sounds scary. I don't know. And this is no offense to you Scorpios out there, because I think some of my good friends are Scorpios.
Corey is a Scorpio.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to offend Corey. It's okay. Corey's a lovely person.
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the evil Scorpio personality traits I'm trying to avoid. No, it did come up at a lunch I had with some people the other day, because someone had just recently had a birthday. It's like, oh, I'm a Scorpio too. And then they started talking about like traits, and it's like, they're so stubborn. They're just like so adherent to rules and blah, 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 very stringent and all these things. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Me, my husband, and my daughter are all air signs. We're Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And for some reason, and I'm not even that into freaking astrology. I mean, I read some astrology books when I was in college because I wanted to figure myself out. So I'm not like into this stuff really, but I do feel like there's something lightness about these signs. And so we're really throwing a wrench into the mix here with this winter baby. And I just felt like a Scorpio would be maybe be a little bit too rigid. And so yeah. Wait,
when's the cutoff? When does Scorpio, because I'm going to admit something here. I know next to nothing about astrology and I'm cool with that. But so I know, all I know, Corey's a Scorpio. I know I'm a Gemini and you're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Aquarius, is that January? Capricorn?
Yeah, end of January.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm going to have I could go either way either, because I'm due mid-January. I feel like maybe we should mention, if this is confusing listeners who are listening to this at the, you know, on the 10th of December, that we record ahead of time. So by the time you're listening to this, this might have been solved. But yeah, we record ahead of time because, you know, life gets in the way. And we want to make sure we get this podcast out to you at a reasonable timeline. But when's the switch? At what day becomes Sagittarius? Like, when are you safe?
So I have to hold out until November 22nd. So Scorpio ends November 21st.
How? That would be super early for you. Like, super early for you, wouldn't it be?
People have preemies. I don't know.
You were saying IVF babies have a tendency to become a little early too, right?
I think they have a slight, like, increased odds of coming a little bit early. So that's probably why it's on my mind. But it reminded me of a story that my former hairdresser told me when mm-hmm. we were talking about babies one day. She was telling me about the birth of her third child, and she went to the doctor that day for her checkup. And the doctor was like, oh, you're like dilated, you're effaced, your amniotic fluid's low, whatever. You need to come to the hospital now. And she's like, oh, but I need to like go home and get some stuff. And the doctor's like, fine, go home, get your stuff, come immediately mm-hmm. to the hospital. And my hairdresser knew she was on the cusp of an astrological sign.
Oh, boy.
If she waited until midnight that night, she would have the next sign, which is the one she wanted. So she went home, tinkered around, farted around. Her doctor called and was like, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'm just like getting some stuff together. And she's like, I've never told anyone, but what I was really doing was holding off so I could have the next astrological sign baby. And I've never forgot that. I thought it was so crazy and hilarious. And I would never go that far.
Got it. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah, I, as a non-believer, I would say you're fine. Either way. Yes.
Either way, it's going to be
also,
fine.
Wasn't there like in the news that they reconfigured like the dates or something?
Because yeah, and I don't
stars
want that.
Weren't aligned or...
I can't hear that because my whole life I've identified with being a Gemini. And if that shifts me into Taurus zone, I'm going to lose my shit. That's just not me. I don't know. If any of our listeners are experienced with this stuff, let us know.
Yeah, we're all I'm talking out of my ass completely. Me too. But wouldn't that shift you into another one? Because Taurus comes before Gemini. I know because I'm on the cusp. Like, this is all I know. I know that I'm my birthday is May 22nd. And so I'm like Taurus Gemini cusp.
Oh, you are. Yeah, I'm on the Cancer Gemini cusp. But I don't want to be a Cancer either. I mean, I'm into Gemini. I will say,
I have so many friends who have birthdays right around yours. And I've always wondered if there is some Gemini duality about that, because my best friend growing up was June 20th.
Oh.
I have literally on the day of your birthday, there's like five other people listed on my calendar with birthdays. So
that's wild.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. So. I don't know.
We're drawn to it was star-crossed podcast host friends.
Yes, it's in the stars. Anyway, that's my silly freak out. What about you? What are you freaking out about this week?
All right. So we were talking about, you know, going in with positivity and not being negative and thinking about all the worst case scenarios. This is the time where I admit that I, of course, always think of all the worst case scenarios. People have maybe a lot accused me of being a hypochondriac. I don't like being called a hypochondriac. I just like knowing that I'm body aware.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, so this is a new extension. So I'm freaking out about kick counts. Do you do kick counts?
Oh, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
Did your doctor instruct you to do that, or you just took it upon yourself?
Well, I had read about it, so I decided to take it upon myself. They say you should start at 28 weeks, mm-hmm. but I didn't start until this week. And I read about it, and it said, you know, you should be able to feel 10 kicks within 2 hours, and you should do them morning and night, which, by the way, I have not done. Like, in the morning, mm-hmm. I just don't think about it. But, you know, before I go to bed, I'll be like, okay, I'll do a kick count. And I got an app, of course. You have to have an app for it. It's called Full Term. It's also going to be useful. Apparently, it's like a timer, contraction timer and all that shit. So. Oh, that's cool. But what I'm freaking out about is, like, my doctor, every time I see him now, he's like, well, you should be feeling movement all day, every day. And if you don't, let me know. But of course, it's like, oh, great. That's something to freak out about, because I'll be doing, like, going about my business, and then I'll be like, oh my God, when's the last time I felt the baby kick? I don't know. I haven't been paying attention. And I get all like freaked out, like, okay, the baby's definitely dead in there. He's not kicking. And then I go to do a kick count and I get like, you know, you're supposed to get 10 kicks in 2 hours and I get like 10 kicks in 15 minutes. Like,
yeah.
And you know, even then I'm being like really conservative about what I'm counting as a kick because I'm like, mm-hmm. well, that was kind of the same kick like cycle, you know, like I'll feel like three kicks in a row. I'm like, well, that's one because it's all at the same time. So, of course, like, clearly he's moving plenty and it's not a problem, but multiple times throughout the day, I'm like, oh, God, when's the last time I felt him kick? I haven't felt him kick. So, it's just, like, another great thing to add to my paranoia, unfounded.
Absolutely. It can be very stressful, and I think that's why I've tried not to focus on it too much, because I just have noticed patterns. Like, if I'm busy moving around, doing things, I don't feel her as much. And then I'll be like, oh my God, I haven't felt her in a while. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, A, I'm distracted.
Yeah.
And I'm not really paying attention. And B, I think a lot of my physical movement lulls her to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they say.
They sleep a ton in there. So I don't know that you really should be feeling them all day, every day, because they are resting a lot of the time.
And I think what he means by that is you should feel them throughout the day, not like constantly, mm-hmm. you know, like you should feel them a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the night. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I hear all day and then I'm like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. This baby's dead now, you know, like
I know it's freaky.
And then of course he'll like kick me in a very uncomfortable way. One of his favorite things to do is to like shift just as I'm falling asleep, just as I'm really like getting comfortable, which is hard, getting harder every week to get comfortable in bed. I'll be like just in that state where you're about to fall asleep, he'll shift in a way that contracts my stomach and makes me almost throw up. Like,
whoa.
He pushes on my stomach and I have to sit up straight in bed because I already have like pretty bad reflux, but I have to sit up straight in bed because I'm like, well, he just trying to make me throw up now. This is great. So, you know, he's clearly moving. But anyway, so yeah. That's a fun freak out. I try to remind myself, it's fine. But I will say the Kick Count app really does help because if you're just like, I'm scared. What's going on? You can just lie down and actually focusing on it. Because I think there's a lot of little movements I'm so used to now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like, he's moving. But to me, it's just like part of my body now. So I'm just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But you lie down and then you're like, oh, yeah, okay. There's like an elbow scraping across. There's like a little flip. You know, it's mm-hmm. all there. So
cool. Anyway, well, we should share that out with everyone.
Oh, yeah. I will put a link in our show notes on bigfatpositivepodcast.com.
Cool. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
And finally, we're going to wrap it up with this week's BFPs and BFNs. Laura, what do you have for us?
I have a BFP.
Woot woot.
Positive. I'm very excited about this. I love this BFP. I have been so excited to share it because it has revolutionized my life. I can't wait to share it with all of you. And you might all already have one because I've realized that I'm a little behind the times on this. But my BFP is Hydro Flask bottles. Do you have a Hydro Flask bottle?
No, I don't know what that is. Is that a water bottle?
It's like a thermos. Like it's like a water bottle thermos, but they like come in cute colors. And I got one gifted actually by my sister-in-law, Angela, for Christmas last year. And it was like in our cabinet and I hadn't used it. And then I found it and I was like, oh yeah, water bottle. So the one I have, I have it with me all the time. That's it clicking. It is a 32-ounce wide mouth Hydro Flask. So it's like a thermos, so it insulates really, really well. So it keeps water hot or cold. And the wide mouth means you can actually put ice in it.
Love that.
So I can't drink enough water these days. I don't know about you. I'm just like chugging water. And I was having like a glass of ice water by my bed at night and it would be gone by like, you know, by like 3 a.m. because I keep waking up and, you know, feeling thirsty. So I started using this. And then also in the morning, like I need to take my medicines. Like I have hypothyroid, so I have to take thyroid medicine first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And my water would be gone or it'd be like lukewarm or like room temperature. It's kind of gross. So I started using the Hydro Flask with ice in it and it's amazing. So even without the lid on, it stays, it keeps ice in it like for 24 hours. Like it stays ice cold. Like that, what you just heard, it was actually ice I put in it last night before bed.
That's awesome.
I love it. I am so into it. And it's so, and you can apparently get bigger ones or smaller ones. There's a cup you can get. I'm going to look into the whole line because I'm obsessed now. But I can't go anywhere without it now. Like if I leave the house and I forgot my water bottle, I'm so sad. So I highly recommend it. And it does hot stuff too. So I guess if you're really into like hot coffee, hot tea, it'll stay hot all day.
Nice.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's my BFP.
Sounds exciting.
Yes. Yeah. Real hard hitting news here, but I love it. What about you? What do you got this week?
I have a BFP also.
Oh, good.
And that is my husband, Steve.
Oh, we all love Steve.
I know. Well, because he's just a wonderful person in general. But for a very specific reason, he makes the BFP list this week. Because Sunday night at 8:30, 9 p.m., our daughter is in bed. And I just had the most intense craving for an ice cream sundae.
Ooh.
I just had every piece of this sundae in my mind. I needed cookies and cream ice cream,
yes,
hot fudge,
yes,
and Cool Whip.
Oh, yeah.
I am crazy about Cool Whip and can't come out of like one of those cans. I don't know. I like that tub.
You got to have the tub. You got to scoop it.
Yes.
Okay.
Love it. And I was just like, would you want to maybe go get me those ingredients from the store? And he did. He left the house at night and went to the store and got me that. And it was just amazing. When you have such an intense craving for something and then you get it and you get to eat it. And granted, I got very winded while eating it. But...
It was just worth it.
It hit the spot. And I just thought it was so sweet that he ran out and got that for me.
That is so sweet. That's like A-plus husbanding right there.
Right? It's not like medicine or something I needed like really bad. It's just like something I wanted. And he just like did that for me.
And I bet he did it like without complaint or, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
More proof that he's a great guy.
He is a good guy. And also the BFP, and you know, is the sundae too. Like, pregnant ladies, go make yourself a sundae.
I love ice cream right now. Ice cream. I actually bought, you know, chocolate syrup for the first time in, I think, my adult life.
That is so funny because I never buy hot fudge to bring home and put on stuff ever. And it's just like, I need it.
Need. Like, yeah. And of course, now my husband has been like, well, can I have some? I'm like, absolutely.
Together but leave we shall some share. For me.
Yeah, but leave some. Yeah. If you eat the last bit, you shall
you
die.
Will be dead, BFN.
Oh, good job, Steve. I'm so proud of you. And we have to say, Steve is an excellent podcast co-producer with us. And he does great work helping us get this podcast out every week. So
indeed,
he's got a BFP for me, too.
Aw.
Yeah. Is that our show?
That's it.
Woohoo!
Yay! Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have anything you want to share with us or any questions, we would love to hear from you. Laura, where can they find us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And if you go to Facebook, you can join our community, Big Fat Positive, a pregnancy journey podcast community where you can chat with other listeners about topics you've heard on the show.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Michael, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. We have a special segment, OMG, I'm Freaking Out, where we get into the freakouts of baby kicks and astrology. Well, that was a weird way to say that.
Astrology.